Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Kingery. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eric King. And now, play ball. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive to left center field. The ball gets by Wilson. Smith fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Trammell scores. Gibson goes all the way around to score. Parrish moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Leonard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brookins for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery strikes out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Smith reaches second base with a double. Salazar goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Kingery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards second. White can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Collins trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni takes first base on ball 4. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingery hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Balboni moves to second. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off King, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Salazar moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Darnell Coles now playing third base. Tom Brookins now playing shortstop. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Balboni hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Kingery reaches second base with a double. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Jim Slayton now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana now playing second base. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. One out. It's 8-1, Tigers. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Parrish trying to get to home. Kingery throws the ball into Sundberg, who tags Parrish, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Evans scores. Collins moves to third. It's 9-1, Tigers. Steve Farr now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Dwight Lowry now catching. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Daryl Motley now playing left field. Lynn Jones now playing center field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a line drive into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Angel Salazar. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta scores. Motley moves to second. One out. It's 9-2, Tigers. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Motley moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.